The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hello, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. And this week we have Rebecca Breen on the program, the managing director from Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. Hello.
Good morning.
How's everyone doing?
Fantastic.
Yes. It's a rainy Wednesday when we're recording this one, but the weather continues to just be way summer-like, more summer-like than fall. So we're hoping it continues. We're going to be talking about a lot of events happening in Pittsfield, but the one that is most top of mind and most breadth and depth and something for everyone is the It's Alive event on Saturday, October 18th, coming up quickly.
Absolutely. This is one of Downtown Pittsfield Inc.'s largest events that we do for our community. We're going into our fourth year of It's Alive. It's really a play on the fact that people think that downtown is dead.
I know. And we all know that's not true.
Absolutely.
Including Bev. Bev knows it. We know it. Preaching to the choir here. Downtown Pittsfield, it's alive.
Absolutely.
Every day, but specifically on Saturday, October 18th.
We're starting the day at St. Joseph's Lawn again this year with our Kids Zone. From 10 a.m. till 1 p.m., there'll be kids' activities that are being offered. Downtown Pittsfield Inc. provides goodie bags for the kids that include, like, coloring book and crayons and a place for them to gather all the other things that they're going to find there that day. And we're bringing back our kids' paint and sip.
Oh, that'll be fun. So that's on St. Joseph's Lawn, which is Upper North Street. Easy to get to. You can park all along North Street. You can park behind St. Joseph's. You can park at the Boys and Girls Club. And parking on Saturday is free. This is the family-friendly part of the day. Starts at 10 o'clock.
Yes, we'll have everything from a bouncy house provided by Cars. We'll have a DJ there playing kids' tunes. Opal Raven is coming back, and she'll be doing two shows, one at 11 and one at 12. She does all sorts of things. I think last year she did The Force. She came dressed as an individual from Star Wars
and taught
the kids how about the Force. But she'll be doing a little bit of firework as well, which will be good. We have Bowie the Clown and face painting going on. BB's Hotspot will be there selling, you know, food, and Dottie's is reopened right around the corner for people to get things. And our favorite part is that we partner with 10 different local social service agencies who bring all types of things for kids to do. Everything from arts and crafts to games. I think one of them is bringing mini golf, which will be fun. And the Berkshire Museum brings their giant dinosaur bones for people to put together their own little monsters.
That's great. So this is Downtown Pittsfield. It's Alive. It's on Saturday, October 18th, starting at 10 a.m. for the Family Fun Zone, the Kids Zone at St. Joseph's Church Lawn, which St. Joseph's Church is the only church in the world with no stairs into it. Has anyone heard this before?
I have not, but it is true.
I think it's in the some book that it's the only stairs without. You got to look that up. But someone just told me that. I'm like, wow, that's pretty.
The only church.
You don't have stairs to go into it. You go right from the lawn into the church. Like, boom.
And that's an oddity.
It's an oddity. It's unusual, I guess. Anyway, this event is on the lawn of St. Joseph's Church. That thought came to me. 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Saturday, October 18th. This is all over social media, Downtown Pittsfield Inc. social media. And also you can find more information, of course, on downtownpittsfield.com and always on lovepittsfield.com. This is only the beginning of the day.
Absolutely. So last year we added another segment to this, and it's called the Night Circus. But in reality, it's a mid-afternoon circus because it's from 3 until 6. This takes place in our favorite newly reimagined Dunham Mall and includes all the way around along North Street and onto School Street. And this is a little bit more adult-oriented. So we'll be having music. We're actually bringing in 413 Ska, who is one of our favorite bookers for entertainment. There's going to be three bands that'll be offered. One of them is the Carson Daly and Friends, and they provide classics from the 90s, from like MTV Total Request Live era. So they are fantastic. They've also brought in for us a local band that's called Datura, and they play punk rock. And then later on, there'll be more of an alternative band called Hardcore.
413 Scott, isn't this so funny? This was Matt Hill, Captain Matt Hill, on the Pittsfield Police Department in a very early First Fridays at 5 planning meeting that he said, hey, has anyone heard of 413 Ska? And we were like, no. So we started following them on Facebook and on social media, and we booked Futon Lasagna for the First Fridays at 5. This is the name of a band, Futon Lasagna. And then they got, this was just, and they were super fun. And then they got connected to Hot Plate Brewing, and Hot Plate ended up doing a Ska-toberfest. So then they were connected to that. And now here we are again. This is the third collaboration with 413 Ska.
Absolutely. And actually, the band, the Carson Daly and Friends, includes members from Futon Lasagna.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
It's all coming back to Futon Lasagna, which is that just the best name ever for a band? We basically booked them because of their name. I don't even know if we heard any of their music. We were like, this name has to be here. And they were fabulous. They're fun stuff.
And they'll be playing in Dunham Mall itself. The great thing is Handcrafted Catering is going to be opening up their doors there in Dunham Mall to provide food. We'll have a food truck. The Flavor for Bites is coming in, Sabrina, and their wonderful food. Hot Plate Brewing Company will be providing beer. And a counterpart of Handcrafted, they're bringing in a portable bar. So there'll be some specialty cocktails as well that will be offered in that space.
That's very cool. So this is all part of the Downtown Pittsfield It's Alive event on Saturday, October 18th. This portion is from 3 to 6 p.m. It's the Night Circus, which I'll say all of us middle-aged people appreciate the Night Circus being from 3 to 6 p.m. Yeah. I'll speak for a
no
lot of people.
No naps required.
And then at 6 p.m., those of us that are done for the day can go home and be done for the day, but then there's more as part of this event.
Yeah, the Night Circus, actually, there's packed full of things. There's going to be a tarot card reader. We're bringing in a new fire performer whose name is Last Ember.
E-M-B-R, get it?
Ember, E-M-B-E-R.
Fire.
Fire. Yeah.
You get it, Bev?
I got it. Thank you.
Just explaining it, because that took me a minute for that.
The great thing is, so Jesse Thompson is coming in actually from Vermont to perform the show. So he's our first fire dude, as we're referring to him.
Oh, that's very exciting, because we usually have female fire performers.
Correct. Right. And he'll be actually in School Street, and he'll be performing at 4 and 5 o'clock, so two different shows, which is fantastic. Also, Jake Seeley from Bomb Shack is curating a nice little marketplace for us.
He does a great job. I remember before Bomb Shack was a retail store. He would curate stuff for the farmers market and for Third Thursday at the Common, and he does a great job.
He does. And again, with the 413 Ska, the vibe we're looking for, he'll bring in some great newness that we haven't seen in some of the things that we've done in the past. But we'll have some of our tried and true. Truffles by Tara will be there. Fandom Forge will be there. Cookies Cupcakes will be there. So some familiar faces, but maybe something you haven't seen before in terms of his group.
That's great. Jake Seeley is great. And I think even his Bomb Shack retail store, people don't realize all the cool stuff in there because there's stuff for, you know, teenagers that love. But I bought Christmas gifts for my husband and family. Like, there's retro T-shirts in there that are cool.
I purchased for my father, who has been a diehard Miami Dolphins fan his entire life. We found him a shirt with the season from the Miami Dolphins from like 1984 or something like that. My dad loves the shirt.
Yeah. See? It's cool. It's a store an unexpected store. When you walk in, you're like, wow, I had no idea there was this much stuff in here. It's great. So Jake Seeley curating a vendor market is amazing. That'll be lots of good stuff. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board, and we have Rebecca Breen here from Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., the managing director, talking about all the cool things happening in Pittsfield, specifically the It's Alive event on Saturday, October 18th, all day long. Starting at 10 o'clock, there's family fun happening at the St. Joseph's Church lawn, 10 to 1. And then starting at 3 o'clock, it's the quote-unquote night circus, which is more adult-themed events. And then after that, there is a teen dance party.
Yeah. So this summer we introduced our Depot After Dark series. This has been a series that has Wander, of course, has been sort of the driving factor behind that. They've partnered with Tito's in the past for other events. And in this case, they're partnering with us. Liberty Street, which is the alleyway between Wander and Tito's and the building right there in front of it near North Street, gets closed down. Lights get turned off. DJs come in and provide music. In this case, we are doing a glow and glitter teen version of this Depot After Dark.
Yeah, this sounds very cool. And I think unknown to many people, teens do dance. Like, homecoming just happened at Pittsfield High School. And I said to our kids, like, do people dance? Oh, yeah, they're out there. They're dancing. Especially if it's darker, it's, like, less embarrassing, I guess. I mean, I'm speaking for myself mostly at weddings. But for teenagers, this sounds so cool. It's like a glow-in-the-dark dance party.
Absolutely. So we'll be providing some glow sticks. There'll be, we got some flashing rings for everybody to have. And we're actually bringing in Missy Von Botai for face painting. And she has specific paint that glows in the dark. So you'll even have a nice little selfie station that you can take pictures on. We have balloons. It's going to be just a great place to hang out. And even if you don't dance, you're more than welcome to come.
Yes,
you can
you
just
don't
hang
have to
out.
Dance.
Absolutely.
And this is specifically for teens. Like, you need to be a teenager
absolutely.
In order. So what? How are you doing that?
We are asking for students to bring their high school IDs. So that we know that the individuals who are there, it's going to be a safe space. It's going to be a welcoming space. And then we have chaperones who will be there from the local high schools, individuals who have been, confirmed through Quarry checks that they are able to work with teens. But it's a great time. It's going to be the Depot After Dark alone is fantastic. We are encouraging for all of these events for people to come in costume. But we do ask for the Depot After Dark for the teens not to be wearing masks. We want to make sure that we know everybody and that we're able to see everybody. And so that in itself is something when we talk in our community about not having things to do for certain age groups, this is definitely one that is looking for things to have fun. And so we're hoping that everyone will join us.
That's awesome. The teen dance party edition, Depot After Dark teen dance party edition, is part of the It's Alive in Pittsfield, starting at 10 o'clock, something for the families, 10 to 1 on St. Joseph's lawn. And then it goes to the night circus, quote unquote, on Dunham Mall from 3 to 6. And then this teen dance party edition is between Wander and Tito's and that 137 North Street building. It's in that alleyway, which is called Liberty Street. A new name for a street that we didn't, didn't even know that that street had a name.
It took a long time for us to figure as I was putting in the permits. I just kept putting in the alley off of Depot, and hence the Depot After Dark, because I didn't know the name of it, and I was finally provided that information. But that dance party is actually happening between 7 and 9:30.
7 and 9:30.
Yes.
Is the time for the dance party. And all of this information that we're talking about is, of course, on social media. Downtown Pittsfield has a great social media presence, thanks to the marketing guru, Kim Gritman, and on the website downtownpittsfield.com or on lovepittsfield.com. And this is another collaborative event, which most things that happen in Pittsfield, this is what I talk about all the time and try and yell from the rooftops. Nothing happens with just one individual. It's a lot of people coming together. The city, downtown businesses, Downtown Pittsfield Inc., other Pittsfield organizations. And so thank you for everyone that comes together.
I would like to do a shout out as well as Milltown Foundation is our major partner and supporter for these events. You know, as we talk all the time, you know, we want more to do in Pittsfield, but unfortunately doing more means costing more. And we always need volunteers. So that's the other thing I'd like to point out. If anyone would like to volunteer for any of these events, they can reach me through Downtown Pittsfield Inc. rbrien@downtownpittsfield.com. That's rbrien. At Pittsfield.com, message me. We have volunteer opportunities for all three of these events. And most of it's just hanging out, making sure things are going okay. But yeah, we'd love to see people
come out. It is a good opportunity for teenagers to get in some volunteer time at the Family Fun Zone from 10 to 1 at St. Joseph's Church, because that is, you're literally helping set up, making sure everything's going well, and then helping break down. And there are a lot of people that are looking for good things on their resume, and this is one of them, to help volunteer at an event mm-hmm. for families. So yes, please reach out to Rebecca and Downtown Pittsfield Inc. if you are available for volunteering, because the more the merrier, and more hands make less work. What's the saying? Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Many hands make something something. Anyway, please volunteer. We are looking, the more the merrier for that, always. And Downtown Pittsfield Inc. and the City of Pittsfield were the main collaborators for the First Fridays at 5 events all season long. And we can't believe that season is over.
I know.
Someone, when we did the event in September, someone was talking about something that happened in May. I think it was DJ Benji. And I said, oh, I thought that was last season. Like, it, it was hard to believe that it was only a few months ago. So the season flew by, and we're already planning for next season, May through September, First Fridays at 5. So if anyone, again, would like to get involved in that and volunteer for that, we are welcoming ideas and thoughts and volunteers for all of those events.
Absolutely. I mean, you can reach out to Jen or myself, and right after the new year, you'll probably see already going out for vendors who want to be part of the marketplace, or food vendors who want to be part of that. I think will be great. We already have some musical acts sort of in the wings, already ready to go.
Yeah.
So we're very excited.
It's a lot. It's always a good time. And then moving on to November and December, we can just give people a little glance of what's going on. Downtown Pittsfield Inc. is spearheading the Kids Paint and Sip.
Yes, this is always a quieter time. As we say, there's lots going on, but we do like to add a couple of things. So Kim Gritman will be actually hosting a paint and sip for the kids. Let's remind everyone, it is for the kids, with snacks and goodies, and at the St. Stephen's Church. That'll be taking place on November 7th. Look at our social media and Facebook page. You'll see all the details on that. It'll be a fall themed, obviously, which will be great. We'll also be with our members also running the Thankful Food Drive once again in our downtown in November. And then we get right into the shopping season.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it?
Yes.
And we skipped over Halloween. Actual Halloween is October 31st, and there is trick-or-treating on Halloween from 5:30 to 7. And then the parade on Tyler Street is Friday, October 24th, and that's looking to be shaping up to
absolutely
be a lot of fun, always.
We're working, as someone who worked on the July 4th parade, I'm working with the Parks Department to get that organized. We're meeting next week to get the lineup all set up. And again, volunteers.
Yes, volunteers are always yes. needed for that as well. So we're through October, part of November, and then the shopping season is underway, and we're going to be just preaching this all season long. Buy local, buy local. You think you found something online, and just stop and think to yourself, what place in Pittsfield or the Berkshires might have this? And you will be shocked that there more than likely are places that carry what you're about to buy online.
I attended a festival recently in on the Cape that was promoting local artists and local artisans. And their tagline was, put your money where your heart is. Mm-hmm. And I took that immediately, said, oh, I'm going to steal that.
Yeah.
Because it is. I mean, when we talk about businesses in downtown, when we talk about how long a new business will last, when we talk about empty storefronts, one of the things we talk about internally is, are you shopping at them? because that's what's going to make our downtown and our city and our local economy flourish, is making sure that when you see a new store and you see a new business or you want a new business to come in, are you spending your money here locally?
Yes, that's right. And you will be surprised at what many places carry. For example, Car Hardware carries Yetis, and they're really cool. Like, they're all types of Yetis. So don't buy your Yeti online. Just go to Car Hardware and buy it. That's what comes top of mind. People buy all these things online, and Car Hardware has a lot of them.
What's a Yeti?
It's a brand of mug. I don't have one. This is not a Yeti. It's like a to-go coffee mug. But that's one example. And then there's all the cool things that we talked about in Bomb Shack with Jake Seeley, all those retro shirts that you can't even find anywhere, and you have to just go look at the racks and go through all of the shirts.
Museum Outlets for me is a go-to every Christmas season and holidays.
Museum Facsimile is right on Park Square next to Patrick's, and that, you're right.
There's so many things to choose from kids' items to entertaining, you know, hostess gifts, things of that nature. They have great frame options as well. That's one of their things. I have bought probably framed images for them every year for a decade.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And places that you don't think of also, like Peace Trains or 413 Shirts, you don't have to put in a custom order in order to be a customer of theirs. You go in and they have things already printed. Berkshire, Pittsfield, shirts and sweatshirts and mugs and other things. And then if you see, this is the coolest thing, because if you see a mug that you like, but you see something else printed on a shirt that you want on the mug, they can do it for you.
And they don't require minimums for custom orders. That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, Jackie at Peace Train can do something that says Glockner family holiday season and some funny picture if that's what you want. You can order for your whole family.
Yeah, it's very cool. Both Peace Trains and 413 Shirts are gems in the community. And there are others, of course, that do custom all the things, which is so cool. And they're right here in Pittsfield in the Berkshire. So also gift cards, now that we're on this. Someone gave us a Marketplace gift card for something, and I just found it and used it yesterday for lunch.
Did you know Downtown Pittsfield Inc. has their own gift card?
Yes, that's definitely, I did know that.
You can purchase them online. You can email them to the recipient themselves, and then they are valid at over a dozen local places in our downtown.
Which is brilliant, because then you don't have to pick just one place to go to. And let's talk about Solarium, the new place. Anastasia Drayton opened Solarium where the plant connector was, and that is gorgeous. I've been in there only once. Talk about a fun place for gifts. I bought a little air plant. It's just the cutest thing. And I put it, because I knew I had this thing at home that would fit it perfectly. And Anastasia knows her stuff about plants. So I'm like, what do I do with this? And she said about once a week, you just soak it for 20 minutes, let it dry, and then put it back. And so far I've done it. I set my calendar for every whatever to do this, because I'm like, okay, I think I can keep an air plant alive.
Well, and that's the thing. You get experience, you get personal attention. There are so many places like that in our downtown and in Pittsfield, or experiences. I mean, right now, look at the number of yoga studios, or 90 North is a new place right on the corner of Dunham Mall. They'll be actually part of our night circus, and that's where our tarot card reader will be. But they are bringing in local experts in everything from yoga to hot yoga to ultra red something, or I'm not a guru like
ultra
that.
Ultra red therapy, I think.
Yeah, and again, you can get massages there. And again, it's someone local who is promoting other local practitioners.
Yes, it's good stuff. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board, and Rebecca Breen is here, the managing director of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. We're talking about all the things happening in Pittsfield, and the most top of mind one is the It's Alive event. We have about five more minutes, so why don't we just go over everything that's happening on that day? once more.
Downtown Pittsfield Inks. It's a live Halloween event starting at 10 a.m. at the St. Joseph's Lawn from 10 until 1, Family Fun Zone. Activities, food, face painting, all the things your kids are going to want to do. In the afternoon from 3 to 6 is our night circus. That's a little bit more adult oriented with 413 Ska. We have Last Ember Fire Show, of course, hot plate brewing and handcrafted flavorful bites providing food, and Bomb Shack's Jake Seely providing a wonderful little marketplace. And then as we get into the evening time period from 7 to 9:30 in conjunction with Wander, we're doing a teen Depot After Dark dance party.
Dance party with some glowing options.
Yes, face glowing face paint and glow sticks and all sorts of lights and color and music.
And that's Wander and Downtown Pittsfield Inc. partnering together at that alley right between Wander and 137 North Street. It's called Liberty Street, which is awesome. They have transformed that in a wonderful way all summer long. Joe Wheaton, who is this amazing projectionist, has made these really cool video projections. And Jay from Wander, the owner of Wander, is just an awesome addition to this community and jumps in like feet first, head first. Let's do this. We're in. Yes, we can do it.
The great thing is there's so many partners like Jay and Mike from Hot Plate and these other organizations making sure that there's events every night of the week here in our downtown. So follow us on social media, Downtown Pittsfield. Check out our website, downtownpittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com as well, where you'll be able to see not only information about the It's Alive event, but also all the events that go on. I mean, Methuselah, Hot Plate, Wander. There are so many things all the time going on in our downtown. You know, go have dinner and then find out what's going on afterwards.
Yes, and Thistle and Mirth does this Paint a Pint night on Tuesdays, once a month on Tuesdays, and I haven't done that yet. It's on my list of things to do. So there's things like that that you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that, and it's on a Tuesday. Like, that's not an unusual crazy night, so you're often able to do it. Or, you know, Hot Plate hosts these bingo, benefit bingo nights or trivia, or so there's really always something going on.
Always something.
And there's things that happen after we go to bed. But people are telling me about these dance parties at BB's Hotspot and at Bone Tempeh and how fun they are. But they don't get going. And Methuselah, of course, has just amazing dance parties. And they have DJ Pup Daddy for Pride Night on Thursdays once a month. It's just, like, so fun. But I'm too tired. So I'm very thankful that there's these young people telling me about them. It's amazing that all these people are going out starting at 10 p.m.
Pittsfield really is alive.
Yes, it is. Pittsfield, it's alive for sure. So the It's Alive event is on Saturday, October 18th, starting at 10 a.m. at St. Joseph's Church. And then there's an event that's more adult-oriented in the Dunham Mall area starting at 3 o'clock. And then the Depot After Dark Teen Dance Party Edition starts at 7 o'clock. So there really is something for everyone that day. Saturday, October 18th, save the date for that. Again, all of these events are on Downtown Pittsfield Inc.'s social media and website, and Love Pittsfield's social media and website. Reach out to Rebecca if you can volunteer for any of these. Always looking for volunteers. You can DM her through Downtown Pittsfield Inc.'s social media or rbrien, B-R-I-E-N, at downtownpittsfield.com. Stop in your lovely new offices on North Street.
431 North.
431 North. And congratulations to Dottie's.
Yeah, grab a coffee at Dottie's and then come over and sign up to volunteer for an event.
Yes, Loic has taken over Dottie's and doing a wonderful job. We wish him tons of luck. And this first week, I've been in a couple of times, and the energy is great. It's rocking. So congratulations, Loic. And Jess, of course, Jess Rufo is the person behind Dottie's as well. So congratulations and good luck to Dottie's. And go get yourself a coffee there often, because it's a great organization. It's a great business downtown, of course. All right. I think that's all we've got.
Wow.
Anyone? That's enough. I'd say that's enough. This has been the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you, Rebecca, for being on.
Always.
Have a good week, everyone.